This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
If I saw those traffic lights, I'd probably stop and take a picture of it. But then after, I don't know, I'm quite an impatient person, so I'd still jaywalk.
Caroline and Uma with you on the all-new Evening Edition. Our first story is, well, a Valentine's Day story. Mm-hmm. It's a story of true love. Finally, a man finally finding the woman of his dreams in a traffic light in Taiwan.
Yeah, that's right. So Taiwan's pedestrian crossing men get girlfriends. And you know it's coming, right? Because same-sex marriage will be implemented over the next 2 years in Taiwan.
Right.
You know, so I smell LGBTQ traffic lights and rainbow pedestrian crossings coming our way as well.
I think that would be very, very cool. So what happened was that there were 40 pedestrian signs featuring a new couple design that was officially unveiled, and they featured an animated red man kneeling down to propose to his girlfriend as well, the green man holding his girlfriend's hand while crossing the road.
Yeah, so she said yes, all systems go.
Yeah, pretty much. My question is, however, if you just say for some reason Valentine's Day is haram and you cannot celebrate it, does it mean you just don't cross the road when you see this sign?
Well, that's a question not for me, but you know, if you want to answer it, you can call us on 03-771-09000. So the rationale for this update in traffic lights in Taiwan, essentially the Ping Tung County Police Bureau,
right.
They wanted to make the existing 18-year-old traffic lights more attractive, and they wanted to emphasize that Ping Tung is a county that's filled with love. That's really cute. So, you know, that's why we asked you, right? What would you put on Malaysian lights, you know, if they were to represent Malaysia? This new theme also has a bit of a safety element in it, in that it would attract attention.
Yes.
And encourage young people to have better transport safety awareness.
Well, it makes you pay attention. I mean, when was the last time, Caroline, that you paid attention to a traffic light or in traffic sign for that matter? I mean, we see them so often every day that it just kind of washes over us, doesn't it?
But that's the thing. So I love the whole concept of subliminal messaging in functional designs like this, right? It just adds layers of meaning, I suppose, to what is otherwise something really boring, like traffic lights. You know, just the idea of design expressing who we are, what you stand for.
And of course, you know, there is that unconscious bias as well. We just mentioned it when I went, you know, the green man and green woman. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, we don't actually have women on these signs at all. And
exactly.
I think Australia corrected that in March 2017. They actually have traffic lights featuring female characters, right? On a trial basis.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne, right?
Specifically.
Yeah, to address this kind of unconscious bias.
Over in Utrecht as well, in the Netherlands, they have this local rabbit cartoon character, Miffy, on their traffic lights. So pretty cute. I love this idea.
That's right. You know, just to avoid any kind of gender conversation, use an animal. Use a rabbit. Nothing can go wrong.
Go with Miffy.
But we want to talk about the safety aspect of this. And on the line, we have Patrick Clancy. He's the Director of Business Development at SafetyVerse, which is a local transportation solution provider. Thanks for joining us, Patrick. What do you think about this new design?
I think it'd be a great idea because basically people get complacent with things that they see that are highly repetitive. I think there was an insurance institute in America that did a study once upon a time and came to the conclusion that some ridiculously low number of signs, like 5% of the signs that people drive by in their normal drive to or from work, are actually seen and can be, you know, retained in the driver's memory. So obviously what we see every day, we don't take any notice of. This is why we see greater and greater use of variable message signs. Those are the changeable signs that you see on the highway. They're actually required by the Malaysian Highway Authority. In addition to being able to present drivers with real-time information, those signs allow the road operators to mix up the messages. That generates greater attention on the part of the driver to the road environment. And with today's wireless technology, it's really simple to change those signs even many times a day.
Right. But what then is the greatest enemy, would you say, to road safety and security?
Basically, the enemy is complacency. And it's having safety features that we put in the road environment, sometimes at great expense, dissolve into the background. and therefore they're no longer delivering value to the people using the road, and sometimes we then use the road unsafely. So anything we can do to bring the driver into the present moment where he pays closer attention to the actual road environment is going to be a great thing for road safety.
So, Patrick, what's the right way to design a new traffic sign that will help boost our concentration while we're driving or even crossing the street?
This can be tricky because if we make the signs too flashy, sometimes we see these signs with lots of blinking lights and all of that. Sometimes we give the driver too much to process, and he or she spends too much time trying to figure out what he's supposed to be getting out of that sign and sort of loses concentration on the road for just a split second, and that could be quite dangerous.
Right, and that also means that we can't introduce too many new road initiatives at once, right, without considering the user experience.
Yeah, that's also a scary proposition. One of the greatest things for road safety is a consistent road environment, meaning to say that the elements of the road are all very standard and predictable by the driver. Then even if the driver's never been there before, they know how to respond to that road situation. So you can have a situation where you're too clever by half, where you think I'll do things differently, and therefore my road will be better. It can actually turn out just the opposite.
Patrick, thank you so much for your insights. That was Patrick Clancy, the Director of Business Development over at Safetyverse.
Yep.
I want to see exciting new road signs in KL.
Don't we? I just want to see some road signs. You know, sometimes they disappear.
You mean not after the turning?
Yeah,
before the turning, you follow them
and then they just disappear. Now, coming up, a quick message. George sent one in. You're going to hear about his beef with traffic lights.
All right, but first, Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh, no. Ooh, I want
to take it. We've got Kokomo by the Beach Boys on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.